All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Points of the game.
This is Sam Gagner, and you're listening to the Real Life Podcast.
Gagner, oh, what a move! What a win for the Oilers!
What the hell does that guy have to do to get back in an NHL lineup? Am I right?
How do we leave that on the shelf for like a year and then do the pee-pee one like 9,000 times? It really tells you where our heads are at.
Yeah. It took Sam Gagner coming on the show a second time for me to be like, oh yeah, he did an intro for us. Well, that'll happen.
Second return. Yeah. Had he not returned to the Oilers, that would have been one of the buttons for 5 years we forgot to push.
I think Jay was the last one to be like, we should like invite Gagner on again. And I was like, you know what? We've pushed our luck twice. Maybe it's just better to be, before he comes back and gives us like a Oilers won't let me or like, ah, I'm too busy thing. Maybe it's just best to remember him as a great guy who's done our podcast twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
And maybe then when he inevitably retires, that'll be the triumvirate.
Maybe that's why the Oilers aren't playing him. They're like, you know what? He had some great games. That might be the best. Like, let's just let him go.
He's only got so much left of the tank. Mm-hmm. And how do you want to waste it? You want to waste these on January games or you want him to score in game six overtime in the second round? What? Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, he's got, I love when he said that. He's got 87 good shifts left.
Yeah.
When do you want him?
You tell me when you want him to be played.
Yeah. Jay is not here. I actually don't know where he is.
He's in transit.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
Hawaii.
I'm here.
Liam's here, by the way, everybody.
He's in Hawaii.
We're in the air.
So the other day, he sent us a message with his game day bets for Oilers Nation Every Day in Spanish. Do they speak Spanish in Hawaii?
They don't indeed.
They speak Hawaiian.
They do, which is a beautiful language.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what he sent.
Oh, maybe actually.
That would add up.
It would add up.
In Spanish.
So yeah, Jay's not here. Bag Milk also not here because he's getting ready to go to Toronto tomorrow. Then he flies back from Toronto and has to go straight to Jasper for the Tourism Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament on Friday. He's got a busy week.
I phoned him this morning and we were on very different planes of existence. I'm like, hey buddy, I got to talk to you about something super important. He's like, oh, I'm making these reports for like important people and I have to go to Toronto. I'm like, oh. I wanted to talk about how Riff Raff has all these awesome new songs I found. He's just like, I wish I had your job, Wanye. And I'm like, well, anywho, Riff Raff's got a discography that slaps, Johnny reports.
Yeah, BM, he's in it right now with that.
He's a real businessman.
He is.
He's our dad.
Yeah. I was this is so funny. I was talking to Colby Cohen, former NHLer who's now in our network doing Morning Cup of Hockey with Johnny Lazarus on Daily Faceoff. One of Frank's buddies. And today he goes, I want to get bag of milk on one of my shows.
How dare you? You're fired.
I was like, Colby, it's bagged milk. And Colby's like, so what's the deal with that? Like, no one knows his name or what he looks like. I'm like, no. He goes, well, do you? I'm like, well, yeah. Like,
he works at our office. Like, he's kind of our boss, managing editor. And he was like, oh, so like real dude, like actually has a job.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, he was actually one of the first employees of the whole company.
And the first real person to comment on the site.
Yeah, I told him that story too. And he was like, wow, it's really cool what you guys have built. And I'm like, well, you work for us. So.
You did until you called him a bag of milk. That would be stupid. That wouldn't make sense. Is this a joke to you, Johnny?
But also, Colby. I would imagine it's
Colby?
A hard thing to explain to people.
Well,
you know, if you're Colby Cohen, like, yeah, they have a really cool operation at this new company I'm at. There's a guy who only goes by a bag of milk, only shows himself as a cartoon bag of milk on camera.
We're not sure if he's a person or an amorphous blob of protein that just oozes around the office, absorbing chairs.
Oh, so he's like a junior writer. Oh, no. Most tenured employee runs the whole operation.
Can I see him? You cannot.
Yeah, no.
And there's another one of those, too, called Wanye. He's even further afield.
And even further up the company.
Can you believe this? It's a strange, strange thing. And yes, we are publicly traded in Sweden and owned by Danes.
Yeah. Yeah, we are publicly traded in Sweden now.
I bring that up all the time to myself. I'm like, well, Wanye, it can't be that bad. You're publicly traded in Sweden and owned by Danes.
Well, that's how they get you, as the saying goes.
Everybody on some level is eventually owned by Danes.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it's not the Danes, it is the Danes.
Eventually.
Eventually, if you go up the ladder high enough, there's a Dane somewhere. Danes.
So it's just the three of us. So naturally, when you have Liam on the pod, you have to talk about the Sherwood Park Crusaders.
Is Thomas not coming?
I don't know. I said, okay, so here's the background as well to this show is the Buffalo Bills play at 2:30. We usually record this pod from like 1:30 to 2:45. And I was like, hey guys, I really want to watch the Buffalo Bills game. I'm very emotionally invested in it. Can we start at 1? Wanye replied in the group chat, was like, anything for you, which was great. You were here at like 12:30.
Ready.
No idea where Chalmers is.
To be fair, on a day like today in his industry, things can be going so badly. Pipes bursting, on-site space heaters, non-space heating.
So we started at 1:05 today, and there was a part of me that was like, oh, man, I should just wait to see if Chalmers shows up. But then I remembered real job with minus 40 zillion, whatever it is. There's a good chance that he's not here. And I'm not even saying that as a shot to him or as the usual joke. Like, there's a legitimate chance an emergency happens. So we just started with,
I think, anybody whose company or job involves the elements and being outdoors right now is in deep shit.
Yeah, I would say so.
Not us.
No.
The other day I started my car for the usual 15 minutes before I left the house, as you do when it's this cold.
You have to.
Got in there. I'm like, God, it's cold. I can still see my breath in this car. Start driving. Girlfriend and I, 5-6 minutes into the drive. And I'm like, I think something's broken. The car's not getting warm. Like, what the hell's going on here? So I hit the little climate button, had the AC on.
Ah.
So that's not that. That wasn't a great move by me.
Did you see that? You must have seen the guy pulling the water bottle out the NBA game and how just like, or NFL just freezes on the fly. Instantly.
That was the Kansas game.
Yeah,
Kansas. I didn't think it got to that temperature.
It was that's why I was a little bit like, huh? Because it was minus 30 Celsius there.
That's still pretty
bad. Yeah, it is. It's cold as shit.
Like, we're sitting here as like, the only places colder than us are research stations, not actual cities. We're like, it's pretty cold, minus 30. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cold. Anyways, Crusaders.
The Sherpa Crusaders won yesterday, 7-1.
Decisively.
And Wanye came.
Decisively as well.
What did you think of the on-ice product?
Well, not only was I impressed, but I brought some members of the family who are very well steeped in hockey.
Oh.
Some played in the AJ back in the day. Some played Junior B back in the day. Some are on their way up and play minor league hockey at a prodigious rate. My little nephew. Everybody was floored by the quality of play.
Really?
Knowing the AJ. Like 5 years ago to now, they're like, it is night and day different.
Yeah. It's funny when we were talking, I was like, I don't even think we're playing that well.
Yeah. You're livid. They're up 3-1. Shots are like 16-1. And Liam's like, well, I'm fucking livid about the entire situation. Like, what more do you want from these kids?
It is interesting though, because it is like a legit breeding ground for NHL talent. And like on a regular basis, I should say, whereas 15, 20 years ago, it was more few and far between.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Cale McCaw definitely helped. Mm-hmm. That guy will push a few tickets here and there, you know, the guy does a good job. But
what about McKinnon shitting on the AJ via Cale McCaw? What'd you think of that quote?
McKinnon did that?
Yeah, he had a quote when McCaw got drafted.
You don't know this? You're not going to like this, Liam. Maybe we should change it and not tell Liam.
He was on some podcast and he was talking about Cale McCaw, and this was like somewhat recently. Or like within the last couple of years. And then he said, because I remember when we drafted him, talking to a few of the guys being like, why the hell are we picking some kid who played in the AJHL 4th overall? And he like didn't understand it.
Because your league definitely matters. It's about the player.
But then when Cale Makar delivers like he has, it makes the it's a stamp of approval for the AJ.
And now he's better than Nathan MacKinnon?
Yeah. So by default, you are too.
I remember when McCall was getting drafted and I said, Tyler and I had a little group chat with our, you might not remember this, but it'll stick with me forever. We had a group chat with our friends from Nate because that was, I think we were still in school at the time. And I said, I was like, Cale Makar should go first overall. Best player in the league and best player in the draft. And I think it was, I think Nico Hischier went first.
It was Hischier, Patrick, Haskin, and Makar.
Nico went to New Jersey, right?
Yeah. And at the time, New Jersey needed a defenseman. I was like, just take him. And I remember one of our friends, I won't call you out, but it wasn't Nick or Devin.
Those were our Nate boys. And only,
and he said, he's like, how can a guy from the AJ even go in the first round?
Like, well, until one does, right?
Until now. And he's now one of the best defensemen in the league.
It ends a lot of arguments, though, when he delivers at that level. And you're like, I don't even need to argue anymore, people.
Yeah, and now we got Holloway. There's a bunch of players now, too. But yeah, Wanya came to the game, and I think we're going to work on some things, right?
Well, we're thinking about, there's lots of things to think about, but the business of hockey is very interesting. And going and talking to the crew and hearing sort of where they're at in their cycle and looking at trying to maybe get a new building on the go and maybe, you know, have a community angle to the rinks and kind of doing like a mini ice district almost, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. To an extent, I guess you could call it that. It's progressing. I think we're getting pretty close to finalizing some things, but they, it was in a newspaper. This isn't that much of a secret. The new arena.
I asked too yesterday. I was like, can I talk about this in the pod? The name of the gentleman I met with was
Adam.
Adam
Surgery. Our GM.
Oh,
surgery.
Yep.
Like as in surgery.
Yeah. It's spelled not spelled like that.
S-E-R-G-E-R or something. Right?
S-E-R-G-E-R-I-E.
He was great and broke down kind of the strategy of an AJ team to me and the difference between WHL players and players that are trying to go to the NCAA. And I was shocked to find out your Mchuck. If you play in the WHL, you can't play in the NCAA.
No, you can't.
Not even for 1 second.
You burn your eligibility the second you step on the
ice. Because Yutalia Kovalchuk can go to Russia, turn around and come back to LA. But if you play 1 second for the Hitmen, you're never playing for Notre Dame.
It's because it's actually an NCAA rule, not a WHL rule too. So it's because it is technically a professional contract.
Are they paid?
No.
No, but because they pay for their school. So the WHL, you essentially sign a professional contract.
I was asking, I was asking a lot of questions that guy did not want me to ask.
What was the thing you learned? What was the thing you were like, oh, I didn't, that was kind of interesting.
Oh, there's lots.
Okay.
Lots. Like the guys that wanted to go to the NCAA. How they're like in the gym, they're in the library at Salisbury, they're back in the gym, they're on the ice, their big move is still ahead of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of ground to make up. We have 12 NCAA commits on the team right now.
And he claimed that's one of the strengths of the organization.
Of having that many commits?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think we were able to get them those commits. Like a lot of players didn't have them coming to us. And we were able to get it from there, which I think is like, it's good to get guys who have commitments already and then you can build a relationship with those schools and whatever, and it helps you get better players. But also, I think it's a good sign if your organization can build a player up to a level where it's like, we have a guy called Cade Christensen who's from Edmonton, who's now going to Penn State.
Yeah.
Like, that's sick.
So then we were talking about that. Like, what a strange GM job where you're trying to have like outplacement services for your players. You're like helping them move on, right? Go to any other league, any other sport. And you're like, I'm not helping my players leave. I want them here trying.
And also too, in the, like the AJ as well, like you said, you want your players to leave, like in the WHL, for example, like those players obviously move on as well, get drafted and a lot, but like they don't really get to decide where you go. You can only boost a guy up so much before he's like, oh, well, you got drafted 3 picks ahead of the team we were talking to all season. Like, it's kind of, it's an interesting thing. But yeah, last night they won 7-1 and they kind of dominated them, didn't they?
They did indeed. So I was asking a bunch of questions. Like, you've got a play-by-play announcer.
What's up, Charles? We said 1 o'clock. Oh, yeah. We're rolling. Just hop in. We're talking about the crew.
Motley Crue.
Who's that?
Motley Crue.
Motley.
Yeah. Oh,
do you think they're going to drop any more music?
No, I don't think so.
You think Tommy Lee's innocent of all those charges? Me either.
Oh, yeah. You want to start at 1 today. I totally forgot.
That's all good.
Because of the Bills. Did you see? Have you guys talked about them?
No, we're in the middle of a thing about the Sherwood Park Crusaders.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What about them?
Oh, good.
Wanya was just saying something.
I went out and watched.
Oh, good for you.
Took the lay of the land.
Oh, are they in Minor Hockey Week?
They're better in Minor Hockey Week. They made Cale Makar go first overall in the NBA draft. Something to that effect.
Yeah, that was exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do my Sherrod Park Crusaders prep for today.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were doing that.
Do you even know what real life is about? It's mostly about the Sherrod Park Crusaders.
Well, very good.
Wait, what sport you want to talk about? Football? The Buffalo Bills?
Yeah.
Well, your M-Chuck?
They live so far away.
Your M-Chuck?
No, I want to keep going with this crew story. It's a good... Yeah. I want to know, Wanya, you have a story on this podcast about how 27 years ago, they kicked you out of the front door.
Oh, yeah, that.
Who was it?
Like, I don't know.
Who did that?
All right. You want to tell that story? You want to tell the questions I was asking about the crew?
Well, we'll do the questions and then we'll do the story.
This is a whole crew episode, Chalmers. You're going to be livid. You're probably going to get up and leave again. Last episode.
I would like to talk about football too, as a big Detroit Lion.
I'll get up and leave football. Okay. So I said, what is up with that play-by-play guy in the corner of the rink? How do I hear that guy? And he says, well, that guy, there's a company that came into the AJ, got all the rights to all the streaming for all the teams.
Flow Hockey.
And then put it behind a paywall.
Yeah. Which I think is stupid.
Absolutely.
I have said, because I used to be on the marketing staff for the crew, and I said they should get a deal with YouTube.
You don't need a deal with YouTube. Yeah, you need to put your shit on YouTube.
Yeah, you could just do that too. Just put it on there.
Yeah.
You would literally, your team could make money from that by subscribers and all that kind of stuff, right? And
or they just
accessible to everybody.
Yes. Or they just, now you can watch free hockey games in their entirety on YouTube for this league you may have never heard of, but it's such a good league that it made Cale Makar go third overall on the NFL draft one year or something. Mm-hmm.
I think they could do other things too, where you don't even put it on YouTube as a video, you could just do audio.
So then thinking to myself, why would that be behind a paywall? And not to say that company's stupid, because they're doing a business and I respect every business in the whole world. But like, it's probably what parents of kids paying to stream
and scouts and stuff like that.
So at the risk of making your team popular online by making your content free, you'd sooner charge friends and family money every month to stream the games. Like, what the fuck?
I know, it's ridiculous.
And that's what he said.
You also have to do it for like U18 games now too. Like, everybody is on this thing.
What do you mean?
It's like if your kid plays like AAA U18 hockey and you want to watch his tournament wherever it is and you're at home, they make you pay.
See, that I could see, because you're not making a U18 team with any sort of monetization strategy. But the crew is an entirely different beast altogether.
That's true.
For every 100 people watching online, one might go to the game the next year. So you best get as much free content out there as you can.
I completely agree. But what's the story? I actually want to know who it was.
Oh, that story? What happened last time I went to see the crew? You like this story, Chalmers? I'm going to tell the second half when I was speaking with the GM, too. And I was like, well, you missed out heavily. 20 years ago, Chalmers, I'm looking through the newspaper. Remember those?
I do. I loved them. Crosswords.
Yeah, great. Good times. And I was like 21. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the Sherrod Park Crusaders are hiring a marketing person. I'm like, oh, my God. I like hockey. I like marketing. I like Sherwood Park-ish. I'm going to go out there and do this. So I'm like, suit on, everything but the socks. You know how I do? Made Jay drive me out in the Cavalier.
Before it was even cool to wear no socks.
Exactly. Get out, go in there. And I had written a book for a cover letter. What would I do if I ran the crew? And here are all my ideas. And I just started doing pub crawls with my buddy. I remember writing. And what we've learned is if you have a bus, people will watch almost anything at the other end of the bus ride. So I would try to get buses, bringing people in, all these ideas. I go and I sit down in the meeting. Mm. I look across. I can read upside down that the guy has printed off my resume in the cover letter and wrote bullshitter across the top.
Come on.
Yeah. Now, things start breaking in a 21-year-old Wanye's brain, because as we well know, I'm fairly intense, and I'm like, bullshitter.
Did you bring it up?
Of course I did. Listen to this.
Of course you did.
I go, what the fuck? I swore, too. I'm like, what the fuck does that say? And he's like, you shouldn't be reading upside down from across the room. I'm like, do you know
this guy's good?
Do you know how hard I worked on that cover letter?
Guy looks like a good reader.
Yeah. Good upside down reader. I was like, I worked so hard on that letter. Like, I actually gave you guys ideas. I remember spazzing so hard that I just got up and left. And I go back outside. Jay hasn't even moved the Cavalier from like the doors yet of the arena. On rims.
Yeah. She had rims.
And I get in and he's just sitting there and he's a nice guy. He's just like, oh, you're back already.
I'm like, quick.
That is not going to be an opportunity I pursue. Let's get out of here. And we drove off. So then yesterday they'd asked Liam to ask me to come down. Right. So unprofessionally, rather than talking about the team, I was like, do you fuckers want to know what you did to me 20 years ago? And he was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, but everything turned out well for you. I was like, suppose they have. Anyways,
like you were a chip on my shoulder, my boy.
It's not him though.
No, I know. But was there anybody that was still a part of that? No.
And he apologized on behalf of the Sherwood Park Crusaders. So that wound has healed. Now I'm happy and I want the Crusaders.
Ooh, you got your apology.
Can you believe that shit though? I remember just leaving and being like, I can't fucking believe that guy. How could I bullshit all those good ideas? What a dickhead. And I was so mad about it. I was like, that is not something that's going to happen.
Well, do you remember the old, when you would take a resume in somewhere and somebody would immediately write on it either a number at the
115
top,
or 110?
115 or 110. Do you know what that means?
No.
So 115 is a yes, because you can make a little top to the first one, put three slats on the second one. And a 110 is no, because you can connect the two ones and that spells no. So you would like take your resume in and the hostesses maybe thought you didn't like know what that meant. There's one
company in the world that did this, by the way, and Chalmers worked there and I dated yeah. most of them. So that's why we both know this.
And I just remember like, and then they used to always say like, it was so appearance driven
yeah.
that the minute you walked in the door and gave yeah. them a resume, they basically like sized you up and down and put 110 or 115 on the front.
And now 110 also theoretically means back of house.
Yes. So
they're not saying no.
They're not saying no.
We're just saying that you're ugly and we have to hide you from the public.
Yeah. Yeah. You're more kitchen material.
You are an ogre and you cannot be trusted in the public.
So rude.
Yeah.
My joke back in the day, I would romantically pursue all my servers at that restaurant chain.
Of
I
course.
Would go there specifically to try to make my service person fall in love with me.
Serve stress.
And my joke that worked on all of them was like, so you're a 115, and they all laugh because they know exactly what it means.
They're like, oh, this guy knows the inner workings of the company.
Yep. He might own the company.
I wrote a couple 115s on there, a couple 110s, yeah. more 110s than...
Well, not everyone's a 115.
No, they sure aren't.
So after being booted to the curb by the Crusaders, not really, you yelled at a guy.
At the time, I felt very...
Yeah.
Where did you go for the interview?
To the little room up in the corner of the rink.
So like where we were yesterday on the other side.
The other side. Right. 20 years ago.
Interesting. Yeah.
And now you're sitting there pestering the GM with all sorts of questions.
Well, now I'm like, Playboy, something's going to happen in the next 4 or 5 years. And your boy Wanya's going to own some sort of something. I don't know what the fuck team wise, but this is the dream. And he's like, huh? And I'm like, maybe it's a way league hire. Maybe it's a minor hockey team of children I own. I don't know how it's going to go yet. But I'm really interested
how 20 years ago, the word bullshit written on a piece of paper could drastically change.
121,000 tweets later. Now who's a bullshitter, huh?
I like that. I can't believe he had it so prominently in front of you. What are the balls on this guy?
But he was far. He was like that far away. It's just, you know, your eagle eyes as a child.
Well, yeah.
What a crazy thing to write, though, from a junior hockey team.
But also, you could have just thought that and not written it.
No, I'm too crazy. Maybe
you could have wrote 1-1-1-1-1-5.
But marketing.
1-1-1-1.
Like, I just remember thinking, like, this is a really, really, really good job. And the Crusaders, like, whoever took me, and I bear them no ill will. But I just remember thinking, like, because you want a marketing person, wouldn't you want somebody coming through the door with a sheaf of ideas? And they weren't like, you should have buses come here.
Oh, it was they were like tangible things you could do in the moment. I am
making lots of money off pub crawls. You should do pub crawls. Like, it wasn't like ideas that didn't. Anyways, I think the Crusaders are cool.
I think they're cool too.
And they're very forgiving. And I'm even more forgiving.
Yeah.
And we're all very forgiving. And the idea of the Crusaders moving potentially into a new arena.
Yes.
And revolutionizing, there's going to be potentially more minor hockey rinks. So it's going to be good for Sherwood Park. And they want to bring in events and they want to do more things. That is a significant lift in marketing horsepower from what the Crusaders have at the moment, which is great. It's a very fun game to go to. But if you're going to bring like exponentially more people into a much larger arena that's going to have carrying costs that are entirely different, it's going to be some serious shit.
Yeah. I think they just want to, like, their on ice product is elite, to be honest. Like, it's top 10 in the country.
Small flex, Chalmers. He's the chief scout.
They just need more help on the off-ice stuff because they're trying to grow a little bit more and the staff can only do so much as it is. So they needed someone with ideas. So they brought the ideas guy.
Yeah.
20 years later
is legit as hell, playboy. I got a woman Stanley Cup ring in a hidden place in my house.
Do you want to know something funny, though, is you're not the only person to be turned down from the Crusaders who has gone on to have success.
Kale McCarr?
One time I was cleaning out the... No, we never turned down Kale McCarr. He turned down us. One time I was cleaning out the storage and we had all these boxes of like old files and old resumes and stuff. And I found one from a young coach from Dolphin, Manitoba named Barry Trotz, who did not become the head coach of the Chopin Crusaders.
Cool.
And he was
applied for the job.
What does the road look like for a coach? Like, what would be his resume? It'd be like U13 minor hockey and then Bantam AAA.
Undefeated.
I'm sure he said something on there about working for the railway or something like that too.
Oh.
He wanted to become like a full-time coach. And
think of how hard prior to the YouTube era where you can see clips and shit to promote yourself. Think how hard it would have been. Right? Yeah. Like you'd have
to write letter after letter.
Yep. And then you could go bullshitter.
Yeah.
They did say on his resume too.
Bullshitter? They said, where's his neck? ? Bullshitter.
Yeah.
It's incredible when you're a little kid how, like, I saw a thing the other day on Instant, it was that this guy had written 300 letters to professional and college football teams asking for a job. I can't remember who he turned into, but the Patriots wrote him back and Bill Belichick signed it.
Oh yeah. I think he's like a reporter or something now, but he's like a data driven, like football analyst
and like succeeded. Yeah. And he just said, even just getting rejection signed by Bill Belichick, the time he took to write that, like made me feel good about myself. When you have a job like that, that you're offering out to people, I think you have like an obligation to try to like send them on their way with like a good boost. Right. And whether it's just like the coach signing a letter saying, thank you for your time, but it was very positive. Did you read the letter? Check?
Yeah.
It was like, good luck for you doing the right thing.
Hand signed at the bottom.
Pounding the pavement. Keep it up. Right. Was that bullshitter? You tell me who won a fucking Super Bowl. It wasn't the Crew. They didn't win a single Super Bowl.
Haven't even made it to one.
Won anything.
You haven't? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, they literally never won.
But they're sixth in the country right now.
This might be their year.
Like could be. They're really good.
I'm not cheering against them. I'm cheering for them. They're smart scouting.
For people that don't know, like myself, what is it? Friday night games? Saturday night? Is it usually weekends? What's a schedule look like for Sherwood Park?
Our schedule this week is actually kind of crazy. We play Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. But usually they try and make games. So it's like a Friday, Saturday. And like the Sunday games will be a little bit earlier. Like yesterday's game was 2 p.m. to bring all the families and stuff like that. But yeah, they try and aim for that. And usually our games will be on our road games, if they're midweek, will be on like a Wednesday or something.
What arena they play out of?
The Sherwood Park Arena for now.
See that. There's an arena out there that we're playing Minor Hockey Week tonight. It's the Randy Rosen Arena with the Shell Arena. That's the one?
Yeah. You're playing at the Shell though?
We're playing at Shell tonight. Yeah.
So we play same building, just like
on top. That's a nice unit.
I think it's not bad. People complain about it a lot.
No, I like it.
Old.
When the kids play in there, they feel like they are in the big leagues.
It's well maintained too.
It's pretty good.
Stadium seating on both sides.
Yeah. Like people, it's super old building. I think it's like 56 years old.
Yeah.
But I think it's
well maintained.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, compared to like some.
As you guys know, it's Minor Hockey Week right now. Yeah. And this was the last weekend. Like this was the first weekend of it. And that's when you're in the thick of it. Everybody plays two games. You win your first one, you lose your first one, you still get a second one, but you lose and you're out. And they are making it their mission to put people in some of the most random arenas. Like we played the other White Mud team at Westwood Arena.
Have you been to Westwood in a while?
Oh man, I spent way too much time in Westwood Arena this weekend.
Hey, single ice sheet.
Yeah, single ice sheet. And then, you know, you think about them tearing down, like closing down Coronation. And then you have to go out to Westwood and you're like, well, this is not better than Coronation. Like why'd they tear it down? We were also in Art Rawson. For a game against like a Beaumont team. Like both teams are traveling 35, 40 minutes to get to a game.
And it's minus 40 outside.
And these arenas are actually surprisingly well kept in their temperature. I'm expecting them to be like ice boxes, but
Dralston's pretty new.
It's
isn't it?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, but the actual like West Arena that we played on, you can tell it was the arena, and then they built the sporting complex on the side of it. I mean, they have an arcade for the kids. Oh. There's like a full concession with like really good food. It's a full on rec center there now, right? And so, I mean, it's cool. Minor Hockey Week has been a blast. Both my kids' teams are still in it. You know,
so you are busier than
we are busy. We got another game tonight out at the Shell Arena.
Does it end?
Sunday is all the finals. So what they're
Terwilliger?
What's that? They're mostly at Terwilliger. Yeah. Are the finals, and so we play tonight at Shell, and then my younger son plays tomorrow out at Castle Downs. And then if, you know, it's win and keep going. So if they both win, they'll have one more game, I think, on Thursday. And then if they win that, they're in the finals on Sunday. So even if they do make it to the finals, it's not going to affect the 3-on-3 pond hockey tournament. I'll just have to leave super early Sunday morning if they make it to the finals. So we're really excited about this week. You know, I was thinking my kids, my teams might, you know, 50-50 chance, but they're both kind of clicking at the right time. So it's fun.
I remember my two Minor Hockey Week memories, and I played I have three like that really stand out because I played every year, right? So 2 years of Nov or Adam, 2 years of Pee Wee, 2 years of Bantam, and all 3 years of Midget. So 9 years. I only won once. It was my last year, the last crack at it, we won. And the year before that, we lost in the semifinals in 1-on-1 overtime.
And you were the 1-on-1?
And I was
I remember you telling us that. Like, yeah, it's exhilarating. So my youngest son's game went to overtime. And we made it to the 4-on-4 and just an all-time team effort. You know, guy had a chance to be a hero and made a couple perfect passes. And it's just such like, it's so exciting when you get to 4-on-4. Those games are so short. They're 15-minute run time. So it's like quick, like we're down 1-0 going into the third period, 1:30 left. We're rushing to the dot. We score with 1:30 left, take it to overtime and win. Like these kids, it's definitely something they're going to remember forever. Right. It's a great tournament. 60th anniversary this year, over 600 teams playing.
Quick interjection.
The week?
In this tournament.
Wow. Can you walk me back to when you're 1-on-1 and walk me through a little color around your mindset and how it all came to play?
So face off, ozone draw.
How are you the guy out there? So you're M-Chuck, we need you.
It was our last year of midget. So like, again, we were all like 17, 18 years old. And I remember during 2-on-2, everyone was kind of standing on the bench and the coach kind of like tapped a couple of guys and was like going. A couple of the guys were like, fuck that noise.
They
like,
refused.
They didn't want to go.
They were like, nope. And then it got to 1-on-1 and I didn't go up for 2-on-2 because they were like, okay, Tyler's going to be the guy for 1-on-1. And I actually went out for the last like 10 seconds of 2-on-2 because she was like, go. Our coach was one of our players' moms. She was one of the few females coaching guys hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
Well balanced.
So I jumped over the end and then I stayed out for the first shift of 1-on-1. I won the draw to myself. So I won it and skated back and got it. And then I came in 1-on-1 with the guy. And like, I mean, you should have puck possession to try to just go wide on him and get an angle. I tried to just put it through him quickly and he kicked it to himself. And then like, as I did it, he kind of like, I went over a stick. So I fell.
Oh, it was a breakaway from his own
ringette line.
And you're just watching him go and you're like, yeah, I'm not catching that guy.
And it wasn't even worth me getting up. Right. Cause it was like, okay, if the goalie can stop it, he can put it down, fire it up for me. So I just like kind of got up slowly, watched him, got to the blue line and was like, get a big stop. He might fire it up to me. Nope. It's in.
Would you have preferred your goalie had been pulled and you could have won that draw to somebody else?
Yeah, well, we would have won probably, right?
Probably. Like, I mean, ozone in a 1-on-1 scenario, you get an ozone faceoff. In my book, I'm pulling the goalie every time.
Every single time.
Because
even if their guy wins the draw, like I would pull my goalie and put the second guy on the wing.
Yeah.
Cause then if my guy wins it back, he has a jump to get it.
Yep.
If their guy wins it back, he has a jump to go.
All
get
you
it.
Have You're, to do is just tie your guy up enough to slow him down without risking a penalty.
Yeah.
And then if he bites on the other guy, you're wide open.
You want to bite the other guy?
Yeah. Go bite his kneecaps. Just like the Detroit Lions did. Anyways,
Chalmers, I like that we're getting dialed in with our strategy. Cause you said it this weekend, we are going to be out at the Fairmont Jasper Park Lodge for the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament. Big shout out to Tourism Jasper for having us back and putting on just a hell of an event. Also, big shout out to Booster Juice. We are fueled by Booster Juice. Team Oilers Nation, download the new Booster Rewards app today to start earning berry points for delicious and nutritious smoothies, drinks, and food that will get you through the day and get us through this tournament. Giddy up.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but we have a little hack at Booster Juice that we do.
Yeah.
Strawberry Sunshine. It is a classic.
Yep. Staple.
The next time you order it, ask for vanilla sorbet.
It's the mod.
Instead of strawberry.
The best.
I promise you, it is the greatest smoothie you'll ever have.
So is it vanilla sorbet sunshine?
It's kind of like vanilla. It's like basically adding vanilla ice cream to your smoothie.
Strawberry sunshine, swap me the sorbet.
It is not healthy for you, but that is okay.
It's not healthy?
No, vanilla sorbet. The booster juices are super healthy, but when you add a big scoop of ice cream to it,
still lots of fruits in there.
I thought it was vanilla sorbet that you get put in.
Yeah, vanilla sorbet. Yeah, that's basically ice cream.
The sorbet industry now is like, we are not ice cream, Mr. Chalmers. We are an entirely different type of frozen treat.
But we're going to be out at the JPL again, and we're going to be ripping it up. I can't wait. I'm going to buy a new stick.
Nice.
Because all the guys coming from Toronto are lefties, and they keep being like, hey, can you have a stick for me? Do you have a stick for me? So I got to go find these guys.
What are you looking at here? What are we thinking?
For new twig?
Yeah, what kind?
I go to my stick fix guy. I see whatever he's got on the rack.
Oh, yes. You told me.
And I pick a CCM. But I'm ready to go, man. This is my favorite weekend of the year.
Yeah, me too. I recently had a little injury to my thumb.
I see that. That's really great.
And I cut it. And I had a men's league game and I wasn't sure I should play in because right now it's in that portion where it's kind of scabbed over, but it could blow if it got hit. And so
it could blow.
So I wrapped it up pretty tight, played a men's league game. You know what? I am 100% ready.
You're dialed.
Ready I'm dialed. Felt fine. Didn't affect me one bit. So we are going to be, we'll have a little session on Friday night where we throw out some ideas. Friday night's the party night.
You know, we play Friday night now.
Do we really?
We play at 6:45.
And then we mosey right into a couple cocktails and a hot stove.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
It's very good.
We didn't play. We've only ever played on Saturdays.
Yeah. So we have games under the lights on Friday.
You know,
night.
What's nice about that is it's a long day because you start to have some beers, you know, early in the morning when you get your game going, and by about championship time, it's like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and you're, you know, you've played three games and you've drank 20 beers. And so maybe they're doing this to kind of like make the championships maybe a little earlier in the day. That sure would be nice. But under the lights, we did say
it would be great if the finals were on Saturday night under the lights and like that whole day just kind of like climaxed at 9:30.
Yeah.
Like, boom.
But you got to make it a party out there, right? Like have like a big fire on the ice with like tunes and
question? Fire on the ice, wouldn't that lead to the fire falling through the ice, the people falling through the ice?
No, surprisingly, it doesn't. If you've ever ice fished and had a fire outside of your tent.
I have not.
It surprisingly doesn't. It definitely melts the snow around and creates some water, which can hinder your ability to have a big fire, but it doesn't actually like melt.
So what do? Like you build the fire up off the ice, but
a little bit
sort of stand?
Basically. Or just right on the ice. It doesn't really matter.
Really? That's crazy to me that doesn't heat it up so much it falls through.
Nope, does not.
Well, shit.
He rises. You're right. I don't know. That's
how
not
would we learn these things if we didn't talk them through?
Well, throw a big cauldron out there then, like a big fire pit, because man, everybody out there, tunes pumping. The weather's changed and it's super nice.
Oh my God. The weather in Jasper is supposed to be like -2.
Yeah. It's going to be perfect. Yeah. Do you know that from the moment you woke up this morning to right now, it has heated up 10 degrees outside?
Really?
Yeah.
What are we looking at? -20 something?
It's about -22 right now.
Well, it's supposed to be at -8 tomorrow.
Yeah. So I came from helping my father change a tire on a car. Like, do you know what's happening? So I don't know if you've noticed all the cars that are obviously on the side of the road.
Dude, the roadside service wait is 5 days right now.
It's 5 days.
Wow. My dad
would have had to wait 5 days for AMA to come tow his car. And he just happened to get Cal Tire to come over. So they did it. But like, you know, every car's got its own thing and they don't really seem like they're very interested in reading the directions on how to get the tire out. So we kind of did a lot of it with their help. But the reason that this is happening is because in this kind of weather, it separates beads from the rim of the tire. So you'll see a lot of people's cars on the side of the road with their tires literally deflated and kind of off the rim.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. A friend of ours was driving out of his driveway and all of a sudden turned the corner and both his back tires just went and like completely down. And now he's just on rim with like his tires.
God damn.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that happening right now.
There's just so much I still want to get to. The Oilers have set a franchise record with their 10 straight victories.
Yes,
what time into the podcast are we? And this hasn't even come up yet.
Yeah, 36-55. I'll even make the.
Isn't
time
it cute that Winnipeg Jets are on the verge of a 8-game winning streak and franchise record setting 8-game win streak? That's cute. That's cute, you guys. Yeah.
10, no big deal.
No big deal.
We talked to this on Owen every day, but like there's still people out there shitting on it. They'd be like, well, I mean, back in the 80s, there were ties.
No, they weren't, because they were too busy with the you know what.
Yeah, and some people,
they win three games in a row and it's you know time.
Mm-hmm. People be like, oh, you know, if Ken Holland didn't sign Jack Campbell, we probably would have had another 10-game win streak at some point.
Oh my God, shut up.
It was won 10 games in a row. Best heater in franchise history.
You said it. We just need an 8-game heater followed by a 10-game heater, and we're going to be right back in this.
I need someone to explain to me why the Montreal Canadiens fans are the only ones in the NHL that boo Connor McDavid every time he gets the puck.
I like it.
What did he do to them?
They didn't boo him the whole game, though, did they?
It's the power play.
It's when they.
It's his birthday, everybody. What are we doing?
They thought he dove.
Which is unfair.
They thought he dove, so they just decided to boo him for the rest of the game.
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm fine with it. I just wanted to know what the backstory was.
Yeah. I think it's because he had that collision with Jake Evans at center ice, which led to Evans getting a penalty, and they thought he dove.
Yeah.
When I watch that Habs TV and how much fun those people are having, and how the guys have the little mini sticks out and they're talking, very. Rarely do I see other hockey fans having more fun than Oilers fans. Those guys got it figured out.
And the Habs fans, I mean, similar to the Oilers, I guess, in the decade of darkness, but Saturday night, their team's out of the playoffs, doesn't have a hope of making it.
Doesn't matter.
Haven't had hope in a couple of years now. They don't care. That building just rocks all the time.
See Marty St. Louis say that if he could be anywhere at the end, that he would come back to the Bell Center on a Saturday night because that's the greatest place to be. And like you said, they're not even in the show. Like, they're not even in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
They looked good, though.
The Habs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they work
fast
hard,
team.
Right?
Yep.
They've got a lot of good players. They're tiny. They have a lot of small guys.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're looking at some Stuart Skinner stats here.
Dude, like this guy's unreal. He's allowed one goal in three straight starts.
Yeah.
Like he has had a 929 or better save percentage in five straight starts. He's unbelievable.
Yep.
The fact that he bounced back from his poor start, I think just shows just a solid brain this guy has. Like, yeah, I was bad for a month. Don't care. I'll be great for a month. And like the way he bounced back is unbelievable, man. Stuart Skinner is right now. When you look at McDavid's game logs, like they're impressive. He's got the point streak and all that. This team's MVP over the 10 game win streak is Stuart Skinner.
That's crazy.
When's he going to get the plumber?
Did you see Matthias Ekholm took the plumber and just stuck it on his neck?
Yeah,
I did see that.
He's a gangster.
That was hilarious.
So what's the week look like coming up for the Edmonton Oilers here?
Leafs tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Leafs are in shambles right now. Leafs morning take with Alberga and Rosehill this morning. Fire the coach. Do you bring in Bruce Boudreau? Who do you trade? Don't pay Mitch Marner. Like they're in.
Don't pay Mitch Marner.
Did I get fooled by the internet? Was Mitch Marner drinking a beer before a game and they caught it in the locker room?
No.
Dude, I saw it.
Did you really?
Yeah. There is a clip where they're like, they're going around the maybe it was an apple juice or something.
Probably after the game, and the lie is that it was before the game.
Watch, they're in the dressing room before the game. There it is.
He pours his Red Bull. It's a Red Bull.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, I didn't see the Red Bull.
But he pours his Red Bull into a plastic cup.
And it looks like a beer.
It does
look like a beer. So somebody posted it with Marner having a beer before the game, ready for some beer league hockey.
Did you see that photo that was going around the weekend at the, it was an old Cleveland game, but the guy's got weed in a bag on the sidelines. Oh, yeah. Is that real?
It was from, I think it was from like week 18 a few years ago too.
So the guy really had weed on the sidelines?
Or something that looked like weed. Yeah.
Like what else would you have in a bag that's green? But like, can't you just like not have it on you while you play?
Probably
for the best. I'm going to guess the Browns lost that game.
Yeah, and it was when they were like really in the shits, I think. So I think it was one of those people were joining. They're like, week 18, like players usually have their U-Hauls fired up outside the stadium. Can't wait to get out of Cleveland.
Is that true?
Yeah, like when they're bad, right? It's like players can't wait to leave when the season's done because they've just went 2-15 or whatever. And that was the joke, is that like he kept his weed on him all game, being like, I'm getting the hell out of here ASAP.
I don't trust a damn thing these eyes see anymore on the internet, Chalmers. Not a damn thing.
That's my favorite picture from back in the day. A Washington Redskin player
Super Bowl one,
smoking and drinking a beer. And I think that's, they claim that's at halftime, but I don't believe it.
Super Bowl one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
Len Dawson,
a player the other day in the NHL said that he would smoke 3 cigarettes every intermission.
Well, there was a Russian player that used to smoke in the intermissions.
Dmitry.
Was it Fedorov?
No.
Sergei Fedorov.
It was a defenseman.
Larionov?
No.
The Red Wings, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about different things. I was talking about a guy back in the day who played like 60s or 70s, like a really good player. Like, I think it was like Dennis Savard caliber. And he was talking about multiple darts at intermission, one to calm down.
Whatever it takes.
Hey.
Switching gears again here, just because I'm on Twitter.
We're talking about smoking.
This post from Mike DeFabo, who's actually my boy. I love Mike DeFabo, but he's covering Steelers Bills. And they couldn't clear out the stands for the game today. So the fans just made themselves like loungers in the stands, in the snowbanks, in their seats, and they're just chilling, having a
beer. That's how they're paying $20 an hour
these
for you,
lazy
fucks.
These people all better get free tickets, because they showed a picture of it last night.
It's crazy.
In the middle of the night, and these people are just busting their asses. And so when I saw the stadium for the first time, I said to my kids, I'm like, I wonder how they do this. And my son was like, I said, just think about Commonwealth. Let's just say Commonwealth had a game and all the stands look like this. How would you do it? Like, how would you engineer the fastest removal of the snow?
How is there not a snowblower?
Well,
shit.
That's a great question.
Well, I guess it's just fucking shovels. We haven't invented anything more efficient.
And then I like can't find a company. Like, we will pay anyone $20 an hour. Just come on down. Walk on in.
And free food.
I owe you. We'll owe you whatever. Don't lie about your hours.
And then all the rich elites come in. They're like, fantastic. No snow.
So then that viral video came through where they took a bunch of serrated pipe. They obviously cut it in half. They made like a trough system where they all shovel it into that trough system. And then there's the viral video of the guy with no shirt on sliding down it to push all the snow to the bottom on the field. Couple Bobcats, some dump trucks. What an undertaking though.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. How can that over time not be more of a problem than just putting up a dome on the stadium?
But honestly, the Bills always stand by football should be played in the elements. We'll never have a dome. They're building a new stadium in 2 years.
Yeah,
they're still going open air.
I think it's stupid.
I think it's stupid.
It is too. Yeah.
You think about people not wanting to play for the Oilers in Edmonton because it's cold. You're never actually exposed to the elements while you play.
You live in
you're
the
saying
JW
in Buffalo
and walk to work.
Yeah. And you're saying in Buffalo, you actually have to play in -30 weather.
Like,
oh, okay.
Did you see how cold it was in Kansas City that Patrick Mahomes was running and he got hit helmet to helmet, and his helmet, a big chunk of his helmet flies right off. Man, he goes and plays the next snap with a broken helmet. They play it. And then the refs are like, hey, we got to get this thing off of you. He's like, no. And he's like fighting it.
Well, it's an illegal play.
Yeah. You can't wear, he's got faulty equipment. Right?
Oh,
so they did like an injury timeout, stop the clock, let him change his helmet. But man, how cold that helmet, new one would have been on his head.
The actual rule on that too, because people are pissed, is Kansas has to call a timeout.
It's a medical time. Yeah, they have to call it because it's not a medical timeout.
Yeah, it's not a medical timeout. So they should have had a timeout taken away, but the refs got it wrong.
Mm.
And it was like a pretty pivotal point in the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was late.
Yeah. So it should have had a timeout taken away.
You looked at a team. Have you ever, like, you can look at that Miami Dolphins team and you could tell they just didn't want to be there. They just did.
Now, I don't want to get the name wrong, but wasn't Tyreek Hill strutting around in a t-shirt prior to the game?
Oh, yeah. He's all slick.
Like, come on.
I think that's stupid.
There was players on that. There was players on the Kansas City Chiefs who called friends of theirs who play in the CFL and asked them for tips as how to stay warm.
And they're like, I should have tried harder in college. And they're like, no, no, we know that. Yeah. I mean, like, what do we do now?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Like, I should have committed myself to training in the off season. Maybe, no,
I, should have been, maybe I should have been the funny guy. Yeah. And I should have worked. So.
Yeah. I know why you're in the CFL. The question is, what do you do about it once you're there?
Oh, that's good. Okay, before we keep cruising along, you know what I'm doing? I am zipping home, sitting on my couch. I like to do this thing when my teams have big games. Did it for the Jays, do it for the Bills, where I will go and I will get the big Bud Lights from the liquor store.
Okay.
So I can sit and really feel like I'm at the game.
That's because cool. That's how you get them there, yeah?
Yeah, like that's how you get them there. It's not a good way to drink the beer. It's far from my favorite beer. It is warm when you're halfway through it because yep. I'm sitting in my heated home, but it makes me feel like I'm at the game when I have a big
Bud Light. Oh, you heat your home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flex.
Yeah,
so flex. We, so
that's what I'm doing. And then
that's what you should be doing.
Fire up DoorDash. Mm. I'm going to order myself a big ass burrito for dinner and I'm not going to leave my couch. And well, it's not my first order, so I won't do this. But if you want to follow suit and you're a Canadian listener, you can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code Nation25, 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order. Download the app, enter the promo code Nation25.
Nobody gave the Green Bay Packers a hope in hell of beating the Dallas Cowboys, and they did it with remarkable ease. Made them look like
Dak sucked.
He had the yips. The guy couldn't throw a ball. You look at this and you go, everybody is counting out the Steelers. Nobody is giving them a chance. Could we see this? Could this happen again?
I think it only could happen because of the weather.
But yeah, because the Steelers it's play in that so kind of weather man. Too.
Like, but no TJ Watt.
Right.
The Bills actually have a run game now.
You're relying on Mason Rudolph to win you a playoff game.
Bills defense, although banged up, is good.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot of James Cook today.
Yeah.
A lot of James Cook
today. Over on his rushing attempts.
Yeah, as you should. It's kind of cool. So it's a 4:30 kickoff Mountain Standard Time.
Eastern.
It's 2:30.
It's 2:30. Dude,
the game starts in 35 minutes. Like,
yeah, this is why your MJ wants to shit to wrap.
That's why I'm trying to get the hell out of here.
I'm like, what are we doing here? It's like 4:30, man. You gotta be home. Are you serious? I'm gonna go home too.
Yeah,
Liam, too cold to work.
Before we wrap up, shout out to you, your Detroit Lions.
That was awesome. Jared Goff proved everybody wrong.
It was one of those games where you didn't want to see a team lose. I really like Matthew Stafford.
I really thought they were going to for a little bit there.
12 years Matthew Stafford played for the Detroit Lions. He did everything. He was a man. He tried everything in his power to get that team over the hump of winning a playoff game. 31 years they had to wait to do it. And in order for them to do it, they've got to come. He must be
so old. He's still playing?
When Matthew Stafford left the Detroit Lions and went to the LA Chargers at Rams and went to the Super Bowl, fans in Detroit were actively cheering and supporting him because they love him.
Yeah.
And now, a mere 2 years later, they finally make it to the playoffs. Yeah. And now they have to beat the prodigal son.
They have to beat that guy now?
Now they did it. Matthew Stafford came in and tried, and it was up to him.
To defeat his old team.
24-23, buddy. Oh, Detroit wins.
Unreal.
There's a prime example
of having Chalmers explain a sporting event is more entertaining than the actual sporting event. Because I'll be like, no, for real? And then I'll look into it and be like, it was just interesting what Chalmers said.
So do you know why I have this ability to do this is because...
You're interesting?
Well, there's... Okay, thank you.
You're well spoken.
Thank you.
Suited for podcasting?
Thank you very much.
Who saw this coming?
Me. No.
I also did. Okay.
No. It's because if I want to watch these games and I want to watch them with ease at home, I've got to give the rest of my family a reason to want to be invested in the storyline. And my wife has said that she can get really into sporting events if she knows the story behind the game. Yep. And when she does, she's like invested because she loves sports, right? Mm. But she sees Detroit,
you
LA.
Need the storylines, why this is important.
So I've had to employ this method in order to watch football games with free ease around my place. And it really does help with the whole game. I mean, that game was unbelievable. Dan Campbell, like, he deserves it. This guy, Taylor Decker, has been on the team for how many years? 15 years?
Something like that, yeah.
He's been through everything with this team, right?
They were really bad. It was only 2 years ago. They had like 2 wins.
Yeah.
Really bad.
And now they won a playoff game. It was crazy. And like, what was the other thing I wanted to say?
That big, tall head coach drinking all that caffeine every morning. That's all I know.
Eminem was there.
But like Matthew Stafford was basically a movie character last night. But they beat the shit out of him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he just kept coming back, and like, you gotta respect
him. He's one of the most likable
I love
sport
him.
Athletes.
It was quite tough yesterday because I have four Lions jerseys. I have a Reggie Bush one, Calvin Johnson, I have a Jared Davis and Matthew Stafford, but I have a bunch of stuff kind of like packed up in boxes for the summer. And the only two jerseys I had were a Matthew Stafford one and Jared Davis, who's like one of the worst first round picks ever. And I had to wear the Jared Davis jersey, but it was
now unreal. It's lucky.
Now it's lucky. Now I have to wear it again. So now we're going to play. I think they're going to the NFC Championship game.
I think they are too.
And I think they're going to play Bucks the Green Eagles. Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think the Eagles are going to come through, but the Eagles are kind of broken right now.
They're terrible.
Yeah. And the Lions just seem like that team. There's always a one that just seems like everything is going right for them. They're but clicking.
Their secondary is awful. The Lions secondary?
They until got they cooked get to by Puka.
Cooper Kupp was very quiet yesterday, actually.
Yeah, but Puka Nacua is a stud.
Yeah.
Okay, before we end this, because I know you got to go, your M-Trick, I feel the antsiness. Just so I don't forget. To end off the crew, what you got to do first and foremost, I brought Wanya Jr. to the game.
Right.
He's a gentleman of discerning taste. He says to me on the way to the game, Dad, yes. Do they have a hunter?
Oh, yeah, we do.
I go, of course they have a hunter. What do you think? This is a joke. And then we get out there and he's like, where's Hunter? And I'm like, he's right over there. And then he gets distracted because he's three. And then he's like, where's Hunter? I'm like, he's over there now. And he's looking everywhere. He's underneath. So we went and ran around underneath in the corridor. You need a hunter.
There is a hunter. I can't remember his name.
Ah, well.
But he's a knight on a horse.
No.
But he needs to be there.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
If we want the kids.
He was saving the world.
I had to. Oh, he was off on an away mission.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Your M-Check. We wish you all the very best.
Yeah. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's go.
We are wrapping it up. I got a beer to go buy, a very large
hell
beer,
yeah.
And then I want to watch my football team as well. Amber even took a half day. So if I'm not
home, I love it. I love it. This is great. This is what sports is all about.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Thursday.
See ya.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.